You ever see a lion argue with a hyena? Nah, he just looks and walks away like a king, because he knows who he is. He doesn't need to prove it. He doesn't bark, he doesn't roar for attention, he just moves with purpose. And when he moves, everything around him feels it. Too many men out here raising their voice just to be heard, trying to explain themselves to people who already made up their minds, falling into emotional traps set by those who want to control them. Let me tell you something. Real men don't argue. They don't plead. They don't beg for respect because their presence demands it. See, disrespect isn't always loud. It's in the side comments, the eye rolls, the public shaming dressed up as jokes. And if you think snapping back or going toe-to-toe is strength, you're playing the wrong game. Because when you argue with someone who's trying to provoke you, you just gave them power. You just told them, you control how I respond. But a real man, he keeps his emotions in check. He observes, he measures the moment. And then he responds, not with noise, but with action. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is stay silent. Let that silence speak volumes. Let your standards answer for you. You walk away, not out of fear, but because your peace is priceless, because your presence isn't available for every conversation. A weak man needs the last word. A strong man needs discipline, because anyone can raise their voice, but not everyone can raise their value. You want to be respected? Start by respecting yourself. Stop explaining your worth to people who can't comprehend it. Stop wrestling in the mud with folks who get a thrill from dragging you down. Kings don't clap back, they ascend. They don't need to say it, they show it. Real men don't chase respect, they command it through presence and action. It's not about how loud you are. It's not about showing your teeth or puffing out your chest. Respect doesn't come from fear, force, or volume. It comes from how you carry yourself when no one's watching. It comes from the quiet confidence in your eyes, the discipline in your habits, and the boundaries you refuse to let anyone cross. The truth is, if you have to ask for respect, you've already given it away. Masculine energy doesn't beg, it doesn't convince, it doesn't perform. It walks into a room and the air shifts. Not because it demands attention, but because it doesn't need it. The man who respects himself sets the tone. He doesn't have to say, you better not talk to me like that. His energy already told them. People watch how you treat yourself. That's where it starts. If you tolerate disrespect from yourself, missing your goals, slacking on your word, compromising your values, then don't be surprised when others reflect that back at you. But when you keep your word to yourself, when you honor your time, when you protect your peace, you radiate something different. You radiate discipline. You radiate control. You radiate self-respect. And that forces others to decide either rise to your level or leave. You don't need to post about it. You don't need to announce it. You live it. That's the difference. Too many men think respect comes from dominating others, from proving their alpha, from barking orders or clapping back. But none of that matters if you can't dominate yourself. The man who can sit still in the face of chaos, the man who doesn't flinch when provoked, the man who walks away with his pride intact instead of wrestling in the dirt, that's the man who commands respect. Respect isn't given to the loudest in the room. It's given to the man who doesn't need the room at all. When you become the type of man who doesn't argue, who acts with intention, who knows his value, who moves with purpose, disrespect becomes rare, because people can feel the standard you've set, not with your words, with your presence. And presence doesn't lie. Arguments are for those trying to prove a point. Kings don't explain the crown. There's a reason real leaders don't waste time debating with people who don't understand them. Because when you know who you are, when you've put in the work, when you've built yourself brick by brick, you don't need to convince anyone of anything. That's what arguments really are. Attempts to prove your worth to people who don't value it. And every second you spend trying to be understood by the wrong crowd, you drain your power. The man who argues is still trying to be seen, still trying to be validated. But the man who's locked in, who knows what he stands for, doesn't argue, he decides, he acts. He removes himself from the room and lets the results do the talking. See, people will bait you. They'll push you, challenge you, throw shade in clever ways. And your ego wants to fire back. It wants to show them you're not the one. But here's the truth. The moment you engage, you've already lost. You've dropped to their level. You've traded peace for petty. And for what? To feel right? To look tough? You never see a lion explaining himself to sheep. Why? Because the lion knows the crown isn't something you argue about. It's something you wear. And when you wear it well, no one questions it for long. They may not like you. They may not understand you. But they'll respect you. Because you never stoop low just to win an argument. It takes strength to walk away. It takes strength to say, this conversation isn't worth my energy. Not because you're scared, but because you value your peace more than your pride. And when a man learns how to hold his power in silence, people start to notice. They start to think twice before testing him again. Not because of what he said, but because of what he didn't need to say. Let them talk. Let them misunderstand. Let them throw shots in the dark. You don't need to answer every opinion, every insult, every challenge. Because kings don't explain the crown. They protect it. They live it, and they keep walking forward while the rest are still shouting in place. Emotional control is masculine strength. Reaction is weakness disguised as pride. In a world that constantly tries to provoke you, the real power lies in your ability to stay calm. Not because you're numb, not because you don't feel, but because you're disciplined enough not to let your emotions run your life. Anyone can snap, anyone can yell, anyone can throw a fit when they feel disrespected. That doesn't make you strong. That makes you predictable. And predictable men are easy to manipulate. You know how the game works. Push a button, get a reaction. That's what people are counting on. They want you to lose your cool, to step out of character, to say something reckless, to act out of ego. Because the moment you do, they win. You gave them what they wanted, your power. But the man who can feel everything, anger, betrayal, disrespect, and still pause before he moves, that man is dangerous in the best way. He doesn't operate from emotion. He operates from clarity. His decisions aren't driven by how he feels in the moment. They're guided by who he is at his core. That's the difference. When you react, you're not in control. You're being controlled. It might feel like pride, like standing up for yourself, but it's not. It's your ego. An ego is a fragile thing. It cracks under pressure. It needs to be right. It needs to be seen. But true masculinity is silent. Calm, unshakable. It doesn't flinch when disrespected. It watches, it measures, and when the time comes, it doesn't explode, it executes. Most men think being emotional is the same as being passionate. It's not. Passion is directed energy. Emotion without discipline is chaos. And chaos is exactly what weak people want from you. Because as long as you're fighting battles inside yourself, you can't lead, you can't build. You can't rise. The strongest men you'll ever meet are the ones who don't raise their voice. They don't need to. Their presence speaks louder than words, louder than anger, louder than noise. They've mastered the hardest battlefield of all, the one inside their own mind. Control your emotions and you control your outcomes. Lose control and you hand that power to someone else every time. Silence is a power move. It confuses, it disarms, it dominates. Most people expect noise. They expect resistance. They expect you to argue, defend, explain, lash out. That's what they're ready for. So when you hit them with silence, it shakes them. They don't know what to do with it. Because silence forces people to sit with themselves, with their words, with their behavior, with their guilt. And not everyone is built for that. See, the average man thinks strength is in how fast he claps back, how quick he can check someone. But the man with real presence, he doesn't need the last word. He doesn't need to match energy. He controls the energy, and he does it without saying a word. Silence makes people uncomfortable. It forces them to reveal their own insecurity. It leaves them trying to figure you out while you're already 10 steps ahead. That's what makes it powerful. That's what makes it dominant. Because when you stay quiet, they start to fill in the blanks. They start wondering what you're thinking. And that's when you've already won, because they're playing defense and you're in control of the pace. But silence isn't about shutting down or running away. It's about listening with power. It's about using restraint. It's about saying, I don't have to entertain this. When you choose silence, you choose to preserve your energy for battles that actually matter. Not petty conversations, not emotional bait, not disrespect that doesn't even deserve acknowledgement. There's nothing weak about being silent. Weak is yelling to prove a point. Weak is needing validation. Silence? That's for the man who's mastered himself. The man who knows that every word he speaks is an investment and he doesn't spend it on nonsense. When you respond with silence, you're showing control, not fear. You're showing standards, not submission. And you're teaching people exactly how to treat you without raising your voice, without explaining yourself, without reacting. Let them talk. Let them provoke. Let them wonder why you won't engage. Because the loudest man in the room is rarely the one in power. The one in power is the one who doesn't need to speak to be heard. He just sits still and lets silence speak louder than words ever could. Walking away is not cowardice, it's the ultimate flex. Most men were taught that backing down is weakness, that turning your back on a confrontation means you lost. But that's not power. That's pride talking. And pride, unchecked, has destroyed more men than failure ever has. The truth is, it takes more strength to walk away from nonsense than it does to stand in it and fight. See, anyone can get loud. Anyone can puff their chest, throw insults, make threats. But when you walk away, calmly, deliberately, without saying a word, you send a message far louder than shouting ever could. You're telling the world, I don't have time for this. I value my peace more than proving a point. And that's rare. That's powerful. Because walking away means you've mastered your emotions. It means you've got nothing to prove to anyone. You're not moved by drama, disrespect, or ego traps. You know who you are and you know what you're worth. So you don't chase closure and you don't beg for understanding. You just move on. Unshaken, unapologetic. The weak man stays and argues to protect his pride. The strong man walks away to protect his purpose. Think about it. What do you really win by staying in a fight that leads nowhere? What do you gain by engaging with someone who's not interested in understanding, only in controlling or provoking? That's not a battle worth fighting. That's a distraction. And distractions are deadly when you're building something bigger. When you walk away, you're choosing to keep your energy. You're choosing to protect your time. You're choosing to operate on a higher level where not everything deserves your reaction. You're not running, you're rising. And people feel that, they notice, because silence paired with movement, that's dominance. That's a man who knows he's got better places to be, better things to do, better battles to win. And that's intimidating, not because he's aggressive, but because he's unavailable for anything beneath him. You want to flex? Don't yell. Don't argue, just smile and walk away. Let them talk, let them wonder, let them realize too late that the moment you stopped responding, they lost all access to your power. Self-respect is non-negotiable. When a man honors himself, disrespect becomes irrelevant. Everything starts with how you see yourself. If you don't value your own time, energy, and peace, no one else will either. You can't expect the world to treat you like a king if you carry yourself like a beggar, begging for approval, validation, attention. That's not how respect is earned. Respect begins with you. When you have self-respect, there's a certain weight in the way you walk, a tone in your silence, a boundary in your eyes. You don't need to announce it. People can feel it. They feel it when you say no without guilt. They feel it when you don't tolerate disrespect, not with rage, but with distance. They feel it when you choose peace over pettiness, not because you're scared, but because you've got standards. And standards don't move for anyone. The truth is, disrespect only cuts deep when you haven't built a solid foundation of self-worth, when you're unsure of who you are, when you haven't done the work, when you're looking for identity through others. Then every insult hits like a bullet. But when you've done the inner work, when you've held yourself accountable, pushed through pain, kept your promises, and earned your own respect, then the noise bounces right off. You'll need applause when you already approve of yourself. That's why self-respect is untouchable, because it doesn't come from what you wear, who you date, or what you post. It comes from discipline, from consistency, from showing up for yourself when no one's watching, from walking away when staying would cost your soul. That's real power. That's real masculinity. When you honor yourself, you stop chasing people who don't see your value. You stop arguing with people who don't deserve your time. You stop forcing conversations where you're not heard, and suddenly disrespect loses its sting, not because it doesn't happen, but because it doesn't reach you anymore. You become unavailable for nonsense, not in a loud, arrogant way, but in a quiet, grounded one. You move like someone who has nothing to prove and everything to protect. That's the secret. When you respect yourself deeply, the world adjusts. Either it rises to meet your standard, or it gets left behind before you go. Let me ask you something. What hit you the hardest in this video? Was it the silence, the emotional control, or maybe the reminder that real strength doesn't argue? Drop your thoughts in the comments. I read every single one. And if you're still watching and haven't hit that subscribe button yet, ask yourself this. Do you want to keep moving like every other man? Or are you ready to move different? You're serious about leveling up, about becoming the kind of man who commands respect without saying a word. Subscribe now. This is just the beginning.